Hello and welcome to Three Chord Classical on Radioactive International. This is Hubert Rooney on Easter Sunday morning, if you're listening to this live, and a show named Vespers, or actually misnamed Vespers, as it turns out. I thought Vespers originally was a piece of music. It's because Rachmaninoff recorded a piece of work called Vespers, but actually it's a type of service, and it's an evening service, not a morning service, so this is all wrong. And originally I had planned to do a choral show, a show of choral music, and then I realised that some of the stuff I had planned to play was organ music or church music, but actually didn't have a choir, so it wasn't strictly choral either. So it's just the conceit is just blown apart on every level, which suits me fine, because this next piece of music is neither sacred nor choral nor church, but I think it's the perfect piece of music for Easter Sunday morning. Although it's probably freezing, I'm recording this on Good Friday, it's probably freezing cold still on Easter Sunday, so even that's all wrong. But anyway, if you look out in the garden, there's probably a few daffodils and you can get some kind of an Eastery feel, and this one will I think this is the perfect Sunday morning piece of music. This is Beethoven's Violin Concerto. As I said before, Beethoven, a bit like the Beatles, you may or may not love Beethoven, you may or may not have all the albums, so to speak, but it would be absurd to say you didn't like him. There's always something there for everyone. It's just such a huge breadth of great music. And this is certainly one of his most popular and one of his greatest works, certainly my favourite. And I think this is, as I said, perfect Sunday morning music if you're up. And if you're not in a great mood or if you're tired, well, this one might just give you a bit of energy. So happy Easter with Beethoven. And by the way, the last piece of music, I should have said, was it was Berlioz from his Flight into Egypt, L'Enfance de Christ, which is the childhood or early years of Christ. And even that's all wrong, because, of course, Easter Sunday is all about the death of Christ. Anyway, we get it right at some stage, but Beethoven will put us in the right mood one way or the other.
Thank you. Thank you.
So originally he had planned to do a choral music show on Easter Sunday, and that was choral music, that second piece there. First one was Beethoven's Violin Concerto, obviously, and then followed by a composer called Vidor, and that was his mass for two choirs, so double choral, and two choirs and two organs. That was the last movement, the Agnus Dei, and that was originally the kind of thing I'd planned to play. But anyway, this is something, this is probably churchy but not chorally, certainly there's no choir, but there is an organ, and this is Durufle's Prelude and Fugue, and this is the Fugue, and this is an absolute blast. I think this is great. Some organ music leaves you a bit flat, and some of it is fantastic. It's hard to know what the difference is, but I don't have many regrets in life, and I don't have many regrets about marriage. It would be a dangerous thing to start talking about marriage regrets, but I do have one, and that is that I didn't get married in a cathedral or some enormous church and have somebody playing music like this in the background. Yeah, I think this would have been fantastic. I heard once in Galway Cathedral a guy playing just basically faffing, and he was playing stuff like this, and it really was incredible, because the organ is very difficult to play, and when you play the piano kind of badly, it can still, you can still hear the notes, and it can still sound sort of atmospheric. You play the organ badly, it just doesn't sound good at all, but when it's played well, it's pretty awesome, and this from Durufle is, I think, pretty awesome. Thank you. So that piece of music there was by a composer called Schultz, not to be mixed up with Schutz, Heinrich Schutz, and that was actually, I think it was Heinrich Schultz, I must check the first name, but S-C-H-U-L-Z, and that was Christy Dodd, translated as The Death of Christ. So that is wholly appropriate for Easter Sunday, and it was choral, a choir and an orchestra. That was, I left that CD in a friend's house once and asked him, had he got my CD? He said, what is it called? I said, it's Christy Dodd. He said, never heard of him. I thought he was some Irish traditional musician. Actually, I don't think he did. I think he was just being facetious, as they say. But anyway, that's Christy Dodd. I've never been able to think of it as anything but Christy Dodd since, but it's by Schultz. And before that was a piece of music by, actually, I've forgotten what was before that. Oh, I remember now, Drouflé. And the Prelude and Fugue, or rather the Fugue only, from his Prelude and Fugue for a solo organ. Now, the sort of centrepiece of the whole morning service, if you like, this is a piece of music that does fit the original choral bill. This is by Arvo Pärt. This is his Salve Regina, and it runs for about 12 minutes, but it's one of those pieces of music that has that character, that strange thing in certain, usually music that you like. It seems much shorter than it actually is. It just, it's one of these things where you know what's coming next. You get used to the form very quickly, and there's a pleasing sort of perfection about the pace, and it's very simple, very atmospheric, but it just moves in all the right ways, and it's a tremendous piece of music. So this is Easter Sunday special. This is Salve Regina by Arvo Pärt.
Thank you.
Now to blow apart the conceit for this morning completely once again, we move away from choral or classical, or sorry, not, yeah, well, actually, in a way, classical music altogether. This is Jacques Lusier, who plays, he's done lots of different composers, but originally made his name playing music by Bach in a kind of a jazz, with a jazz trio. But it's strangely, it is quite classical as well. He plays very faithfully, closely to the original piece, and yet it's jazzy at the same time. I think he's quite a remarkable musician. He's one of my favourite, well, what do I call him, classical or jazz? Probably jazz. But this is the, I was going to play my favourite piece by him, the Prelude, which is coming up in a minute. But I'll just play a little bit of this first. I just always remember an uncle of a friend of mine saying, when I played this, he said, it sounds like the music you bring the communion up to, and it's always sounded that way to me since. So some communion music to keep things slightly sacred for another few minutes. And then following that, it's a very perky Jacques Lusier tune to play us out, the Prelude. Yeah, you'll know it when you hear it. It's quite a famous Bach piece, but I think the way he plays it is really fantastic. It rolls into the jazz form and into the jazz energy really brilliantly well, and I think it's a remarkable arrangement. Anyway, we'll be back in a month's time to do it all again, something different. Hope you have a good Easter. Hope this has made you, put you in a good mood. I think a lot of the music was quite upbeat today, although some of it maybe not. But anyway, we'll hopefully be a little bit warmer in a month's time. Last Sunday of the month, I'll be back again with something completely different. But for now, this is Hubert Rooney signing off. Have a good Easter Sunday, and we'll see you. We'll play out with Jacques Lusier.